From Washington, this is VOA News. Ukraine and the EU ratify a key accord, and the Nigerian military sentences mutineers to death. I'm Frances Alonso reporting from Washington. Ukraine's parliament moved to solidify its new relationship with Western Europe today. VOA's Al Pessin has details.
The Ukrainian and European parliaments ratified the association agreement that has been at the heart of the past 10 months of protest, revolution, invasion, and war. After the vote, Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko addressed the parliament. As members applauded, Poroshenko said he would sign the ratification law immediately and instructed his government to begin implementing it on Wednesday. Referring to the deadly crackdown on protesters in February and the bloodshed in Crimea and eastern Ukraine, Mr. Poroshenko said, "Since World War II, not a single nation has paid such a high price for their right to be European." Al Pessin, VOA News, Kyiv.
Nigerian military authorities say they have sentenced 12 soldiers to death by firing squad for attempting to kill their commanding officer during a mutiny in the country's northeastern region earlier this year. Authorities say the man shot at Major General Ahmed Mohammed's official car at a barracks in Maiduguri. It's an area where Boko Haram militants remain very active. The court-martial also found the soldiers guilty of insubordination and the use of abusive language. A senior Syrian official has criticized the international community for excluding his government from the international conference to battle the Islamic State held Monday in France. President Barack Obama has ruled out working with the Syrian president. The U.S. regards him as a criminal. This is VOA News. As Thursday's referendum on Scotland's independence approaches, the anti-separation side is arguing a yes vote could greatly damage the economy and possibly send it into a free fall. A late public opinion poll showed the percentage of those in favor of separation increasing, which made the no side push harder in persuading Scots they will achieve more autonomy if they do not secede. One of the most vocal anti-independence campaigners, former British Prime Minister Gordon Brown, pointed out the financial consequences of a yes vote. President Barack Obama is ramping up the U.S. response to West Africa's Ebola crisis. During a visit today to the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta, Georgia, the president is expected to announce a deployment of 3,000 troops. They are to build 17 health care facilities, and the command center is to be centered in Liberia's capital of Monrovia. The International Organization for Migration reports it is investigating what appears to be the deliberate drowning of 500 migrants by smugglers in the Mediterranean Sea. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The doomed vessel reportedly left with some 500 men, women, and children, including Syrians, Palestinians, Egyptians, and Sudanese. A spokesman for the International Organization for Migration, Joel Millman, says only 10 of the migrants were rescued and 3 bodies recovered from the shipwreck. He says IOM staff and Italian police interviewed 2 survivors in Sicily over the weekend. The IOM reports the growing death toll off Europe's shores is approaching 3,000 this year. This is 4 times higher than the estimated 700 migrants who drowned at sea last year. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A Taliban suicide bomber killed 2 U.S. troops and a Polish soldier today in an attack on a NATO convoy in the Afghan capital of Kabul. The Taliban quickly claimed responsibility for that attack. A top human rights group says Vietnamese police are engaged in widespread abuse of prisoners and that may have been beaten, tortured, and died while in detention. The 96-page report was released today, and Human Rights Watch highlighted dozens of instances of police brutality that it says are pervasive in jails across the country. The Philippines has begun a forced evacuation of residents near the country's most active volcano. Officials warn that it could soon erupt. Authorities said today a recent increase in volcanic earthquakes and rock falls at Mount Mayon means there could be a hazardous eruption within weeks. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.